Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I am so excited to be with you tonight and to have with us our special guest, Rana Herman. And I know I put this out in messages, but I don't know about you, and I'd love to hear some feedback. I've been feeling so strongly the energy is building up over the last couple of days, and we just had a couple of hours ago, a new moon and a solar eclipse, and it portends that seeds planted, intentions held in this moment in time can come into manifestation over the next 6 to 12 months. So the timing is just exquisitely perfect, and with Archangel Michael around, that often happens. So I am so thrilled, so delighted to have reconnected with an old friend, Rana Herman. We knew each other back in the 90s and recently reconnected, and we're here together to bring you this evening. And if any of you don't know, Rana is really a foremost, world-renowned channel of Archangel Michael, and she's brought through beautiful books, changed so many lives, illumined, brought through the inspiration, the frequencies, the message to illumine many lives. And she truly is a divine messenger. So, Rana, I'm just thrilled to have you here with us this evening.
Thank you so much, Jackie. And it's my great pleasure. And it isn't by coincidence that we connected again, because that is what Archangel Michael is telling us, that soul families are being brought together. We have been out journeying, getting our own information, our own experiences, our own wisdom, but now it is a kind of a time of reunification. And this is so perfect. There are so many momentous times now as these great rays of the new blueprint begin to pour forth. And so each one of these different times when the planets come together, or the equinox, or the eclipses and so on, it is an opportunity. But I wish to say also that every day is an opportunity now, and every day is a day to begin to grasp and take hold and accept those wonderful, wonderful gifts that we're opening up to. We truly are becoming spiritual human beings, and that is what I wish to share with you tonight and give you an opportunity to begin to take advantage. The way has been opened. Michael said, we sent you down to co-create and experience material plane, and we left a pathway home for you, but we need to know what the pathway is. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, what we can do, what is there waiting for you, what has been built, reserved, and waiting, but you have to reach up to that level. And we say up. There really is no up or down, but we will say we're reaching up. We're increasing in vibrations and frequencies. And so we have to reach up to those higher frequencies in order to tap into all of that magic that is really our divine heritage.
It just sounds so wonderful, so exciting. And what many of us thought was coming in 2012, it really is landing and forming now.
That was just opening the door. The door was open then. And so it's like the old era. Actually, the rays from the Piscean divine blueprint for the last 2,000 years were being gradually shut down. And that divine blueprint for that era of the sixth ray and of Yeshua and the things that the preparation, actually what Yeshua did, he came in and stopped us from sinking any deeper into the quagmire of the lower third and fourth dimension and that heavy duty polarity and duality. And he was symptomatic of the turning, the resurrection and the ascension process. That is actually what his job was. And so that is what, and we are ascending in consciousness and frequency, and we can ascend in this lifetime. And I will tell you about that, because there's so many different misconceptions about what that means. Okay?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. We'll leave plenty of time for that discussion. I'm wondering, though, if we could start with finding out a little bit more about how your journey has unfolded, and how did you come to this place of being the divine messenger?
Well, I tell it in my first story on Wings of Light, which is not a print. It's going to be an e-book later. But Michael had me tell my story because he said it is important for people to know that it's possible for everybody, but what we do have to go through. Just very quickly, like you say, okay, I was born. But anyway, I was very
poor. That's a good
start. I was very poor when I was young, and I'm glad I was poor first, okay? But I married very young, and I had three wonderful children. I was divorced, and in 1968, I married Ken Herman, and he was an executive with Western Airlines, and he was a regional marketing director. And I was an executive secretary for a president of a company, and we were able to travel all over the world, first class. Mm. I mean, it was marvelous. It was a whole new world for me. So I can say that I've experienced both sides of the spectrum of living, you know, having being poor, and then also having abundance, not wealthy, but still being very comfortable and getting to experience so many wonderful things. He retired at 55, and we were in San Diego in the foothills, beautiful home in the foothills of the Laguna Mountains, about 35 miles east of San Diego. I had been a real estate broker with a big office, and so it was wonderful. We were financially secure. We were in love. We had a wonderful marriage. But then the country clubs and the parties and all of those things began to. I moved into a divine discontent, which happens to people at different times along, and we have to listen to when they do happen, because they start to kind of try to get our attention, and if we don't pay attention, the little raps can be a lot more dramatic. But anyway, I started meditating, and I joined with a group of ladies, and I was trying to find some volunteer work, something that I wanted to do. We had a Christmas tree farm. We were raising Christmas trees, but still, there was something missing. I started studying. I was guided to study a lot of the ancient teachings, Blavatsky and Bailey, and the teachings of the Eastern world. I studied comparative religions, and I just had this incessant need to understand. And so along while I was doing that, all of a sudden I had been very slim and attractive. I started putting on weight. I started having back trouble, and I'm thinking, why is this happening now? What's going on? And so I kind of went into a dark night of the soul, just kind of, I didn't know, a divine discontent. It was even more intense. I didn't know what was going on. And so one day I was, and I will say, back when, during my early years, someone showed me how to do automatic writing, and it came very easily for me. And even when I was a secretary, a gal had been to a seminar and about automatic writing, and she told me how to do it. I sat down on my hand, immediately wrote, "Go to your typewriter," which I did. A really good electric typewriter, the best typewriter back then in the 70s, okay? And so I sat down, and immediately it said, "We are your guides. We are so glad to connect with you. You are to be a messenger to bring forth information for this new age," and da-da-da-da-da. And she says, "Whoa, stop. We need to get you educated. You've done this before." So I had some different things like that, but I more or less ignored them. I wasn't ready. And so here we are. I'm in this situation. I'm stretched out on the floor, and my back is really aching, and I start crying. The tears are rolling out my eyes, on the side of my face, and I kind of symbolically put my soul in my hands, and I says, "God, I don't know what you want of me. What do you want? Here, you take it. You know what to do with it." Well, it's so amazing, because this voice came booming into my head, and it said, "I am called Triton. And I am to be your master teacher if you are willing to allow me to bring forth information that is valid," and it's pretty much the same thing before, "valid information that is needed by humanity for these times. You have trained for this. You agreed to do it if you will work with me." Well, I'm telling you, that
wow.
was the beginning. All of this.
I mean, you were on the floor.
and it, you know, it was. He said, "We are so glad to reach you. We've been waiting for you to get your ego out of the way." And so that was, you know, it was kind of a booming voice. So anyway, he started with all of this information about my family, past lives, and asking questions. So I started doing some past life readings for people. And I even started doing some classes. And so I worked with him for quite a while. And then there came a time, it was about 1991, and about that sometime, late 90 or 91, and he said, you have, and we do, we have an oversoul that comes in and overlights us. We have a soul, our soul self, that diamond core God cell that's in our sacred heart, and it's like a diamond seed atom, and that is our God seed atom. And then we have oversouls that come and take residency in our soul star and then gradually begin to radiate down their frequencies, the higher frequencies, and that's an ongoing process, and that's what everyone is in now. And so I had integrated Triton. He says, you have integrated my energy. We are as one. And there will be a being of greater light come to you. Well, I really missed him, because I felt like I had this buddy that I could talk to. I could ask questions, and it was wonderful. And I was still getting intuitional. I was still getting messages and information, but it seemed, it wasn't quite the same. I went to a flea market, and in an Art Deco case, I was looking for a crystal for a friend. And I saw this crystal. It was about 2.5-3 inches long, and it was many sided, but it was kind of pointed and shaped a little bit like a sword at the end. And I took it home and cleansed it, and I started meditating with it. And one day it got very warm, and it said to me, I am called Excalibur. I am symbolic of the tip of Archangel Michael's sword, and I have returned to you, so you will remember from whence you came. Mm. And that was all. Well, I was raised at a fundamentalist church. I didn't know much about angels. And so I had to study up and find out who Archangel Michael was and what, I'd heard about him. So it was kind of a shock. Well, in 1992 of February, I had been to a retreat with a bunch of ladies, and some couldn't go, so I was going to record a message to give them some of the information and so on. So I sat down as I do and just relaxed and kind of went into an alpha state, which was very normal for me with Triton, and I felt this great wave of energy, like a shaft, almost like his sword. And other people have said they felt that same, like that shaft went down my spine, and then I had to stretch my shoulders as it, to accommodate the energy that came. It wasn't painful, but it was a little uncomfortable. It's like I had to stretch to accommodate it. And it sounded very hollow and very distant and very deep. And he said, I am the Archangel Michael. And you haven't been prepared, and you agreed to be my messenger. And he said pretty much the same thing, that I was to bring forth the wisdom teachings for this new age, along with others, and pretty much what Triton, what I had been told before. He said, I will be sending my vibrations to you through the energy of Triton until you can accommodate my energy. Well, that started, it was only 2 or 3 months, but I put out a message in February of 1992, and I have put out a message every month since then, except 1 month when I moved from San Diego to Reno, Nevada. And right away, in the beginning, he had me state, copy freely, and share. And back at that time, everybody was very protective of their teachings and so on. But because of that, his teachings immediately began to go around the world, and so they are read by millions and have been. And so I am very blessed. Everything he's told me has come true, maybe not in the time frame or exactly the way I would like them, but it's always been perfect. And it is such, and everybody can connect to him or other angelic beings. They're there. They will send a stream of light to you and connect with you, and they are always there. And that's what I want. You are never, ever alone. And so this is a capability that everybody has had at one time or another. It's just that I chose to embrace it and to be it, and so I am very blessed that I was given this opportunity to do this in this lifetime.
And we're very blessed too to have you lighting the way.
Yeah. And so you wanted me to mention just a little bit about the reading, I think, about what the things that I do and will do for people. And I started out, in fact, Jackie, you remember when I wrote in your book. In the beginning, he wrote just a couple of paragraphs in everybody's book way back in the start, in the beginning, early times. And I
have your first book, yes.
Yes, yes. I have appeared in New York City a number of times, and I spoke to the spiritual community at the United Nations twice, and also once in Vienna. And one of those times, I think, was when I met you, Jackie, in New York. And
yeah.
And I have traveled the world there for a number of years. I held a seminar somewhere around the world 10 months of the year. I don't know how I did it, but I was very protected. I never missed flights. I never lost luggage. I was always divinely taken care of. And so it's been, I am starting my 87th journey around the sun. So my health is excellent. My vitality is wonderful. And Michael takes very good care of me, but I am more or less doing my work from behind the scenes now. I hold occasional seminar, but not very. I would stand for two full days and lecture, and so that's just a little beyond me now, but I'm still very blessed. And so with the reading, he will tell you your lineage. He will tell you some of the places you've been, your journey. I hope I can explain to you about, get enough information to you, but what I can't is definitely in the books. There is so much. Michael gives us, he solves and answers a lot of the distorted spiritual teachings and straightens a lot of them out and gives us the more advanced concepts. And he tells us we need to understand the science of spirituality instead of just the emotions of spirituality. There are universal laws that we must observe, and how are we going to observe them and use them if we don't know them? And so Michael will tell you some of the things you've experienced, some of your past lives perhaps, a few of the things, the talents and opportunities that you've been given, but also some of the tests and challenges that you're working on. And that's what the astrological little overview will give you. We'll give you some of the energies that you came in, some of the strengths and the weaknesses and so on. It's just a little roadmap. And what we want to do now is, you have a new divine blueprint. Your old divine blueprint has come to an end. And so we are now mapping out our future. We are mapping out our fifth dimensional future. And so the reading will help you do that, and then the books will give you the guidelines. The Golden Promise is more about you personally on Earth, your earthly existence, the chakra system, the rays, the positive and the negative energies of the rays, and it gives you some good basic foundation. Your sacred quest begins to get a little bit more galactic and universal. And each book, I'm working on the sixth book of his messages, each one gets a little bit more advanced. Along with these two books that we're offering you, there is a reference manual called Reference and Revelations Glossary and Illustrations. We call it just the glossary. It is a very helpful book because it gives you it's a glossary of terms. It goes over all of these techniques, the infinity breath, building your pyramid of light, the world pyramid to go to radiate energy to the world and humanity, and why that is so important, why we have always prayed in the wrong way, not in the effective way, how we should pray. And also then how we can become a world server. And if nothing else, bring in this higher frequency divine light and spread it down into the earth and to humanity. If you don't do anything more than that, it's enough. And so these books, Michael is a teacher through me. I'm a philosopher. Others do medical terms or scientific and so on. He says, why would I bring information through you when you do not have it in your memory banks? And so my books with Michael, these lessons are step by step by step, and it will give you a path to follow, and it really isn't difficult once you get on, and it's very exciting. And so I think once you get, it might be a little confusing at first because some of the terminology and some of the things, he talks about a sub-universe. He takes our universe and he cuts it into slices of a pie. And so we're in a sub-universe. I've always been confused about some of the things they talk about having. We have 12 dimensions, and others say we have 360 and all of this. And so a lot of that is explained so that you can bring it down into the framework of where we are, what we need to know for our journey here. That's about all we can accept right now. And the ego always likes to know more, bigger, better, and so on. But right now, let's stick to these basics and these tools that we need to create our version of paradise on Earth at this time. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. And these the reading, which is very special and may not be offered too much longer, and the books, the materials are available in our special offer. And if you're interested, you can take a peek by just going to www.youawakening.com. /live while we're on this phone call, and replay instead of live as of about an hour after we finish up tonight. Rana, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Does Archangel Michael have any kind of a message for us tonight?
Yes, and what we're going to do, I'm going to prepare you, give you a little bit of information about what he wants you to know, what he's going to give you, and then I'm going to take you on a little meditation. And then after that, Archangel Michael will come in. And I would like to tell you, I am in a ray of Archangel Michael and the Lady's Face energy all the time. And so I liken it to watts. So I would say right now, let's say he's bringing in 500 watts of his energy. He's here, and he is overlighting me, and I am in an alpha state, or even, you know, even when I get into a theta state, when I, like at a seminar, when I am in front of a large group and I'm standing up, I have to stand because the energy is so dynamic and it comes pouring through me. That's when I move my consciousness to the side. I'm not in trance. I'm aware, but I really don't know. If he says something a little different, it might come into my consciousness, but I have to listen to the message after on the tape, because I really am not aware of what he's saying. Now it's interactive. It's him and it's me. He's overlighting me. He makes me much more eloquent. He brings in things, and he even will throw in something new for you as we're talking. And like sometimes when someone asks a question, there is something new that comes in that I go, oh, I didn't know that. And so I am in that space all the time. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to become a living meditation. Yes, you need to still your mind. You need to still what we call your monkey mind, your busy, buzzy mind. You need to tap into your own radio station and listen to what you're putting out, because you are an electromagnetic force field, and you are putting out frequencies with every thought and every word. And so what we are learning is to focus, to return to center, to stay within our center, to become neutral. I want you to envision with me, like say a pyramid. You're in the middle of a triangle. You're in the middle of a triangle, a three-sided pyramid. And so on one side, on the left side, is a negative pole. On the right side is a positive pole. And the right side is mental, and the left side is emotional. The peak of that pyramid is spiritual. This is called the Trinity of Consciousness, and it's a pillar of light and a cross of matter and our duality consciousness. We are in an experiment, a reality of polarity and duality. It isn't bad. When we came in, we came in on a path, a column of light, of spectrum of light and shadow that was the acceptable spectrum that we were to function in. We were to be co-creators. We were on the earthly plane to learn how to manifest with the tools of the God ray, the seed, the divine seed, the divine will and power of the Father, that nurturing love, that incubation, that cosmic womb, nurturing the seeds of manifestation and the intuitional process of the mother. And then the third ray is the sun, and the S-U-N, the son and daughter. And that third ray then is the interactive, co-creative, the creative ray. And so that is what we're working with. And so see yourself in the center of that pillar of light and that cross of matter. And so what you are doing, move your arms out, spread your arms out like you're a cross, and see, envision a pillar of light coming down through your crown chakra and going all through your chakra system down and anchoring in the earth. And now see your arms stretched out. And so so this is when it's very unwieldy. You move back and forth because the duality and polarity has gotten too out of bounds. It has gotten too broad. And so what we're doing, we're bringing that back into that accepted level, that accepted spectrum of duality, which is the path of ascension. So if you see, envision a path going up through that pyramid and gradually moving upward. So what we are doing is balancing and harmonizing the third and fourth dimension. As we move upward and you move into different planes where there are different sets of rules, different frequencies, and it is a journey of experience, because at each level there are new things to learn, new things to understand, and new gifts. And so we're going to build a group pyramid, and I'm going to tell you about the world pyramid. And then there are CDs, or in the glossary, it talks about how to build the world pyramid, and about, I will not have time to go into a lot of it, but these pyramids of light have been left in the higher dimensions to as way stations for us as we came down. And so when you build your pyramid of light in the fifth dimension and begin to go into that fifth dimensional environment, every time you go in, you bring a little bit more of that fifth dimensional energy down into your body, and you gradually begin, it gradually begins to infiltrate all through your chakra system, down into your DNA, all of your cells have consciousness, and you begin to gradually balance and harmonize the physical body. Your health improves, your vitality, it is mind expanding, it is consciousness expanding, and you begin to work with the universal laws. So there are a great multitude of these majestic light pyramids throughout what we call our subuniverse. However you envision it, we're going to talk about our subuniverse. And some of these great luminous pyramids are storehouses of divine light, and others are gathering places for souls from all the levels of creation within our sector of the universe. These powerful light edifices are stationed strategically throughout all the dimensions and subdimensions, from the lowest sublevel of the fifth dimension and above. And when we say above, it's so you'll get a better idea of what we're endeavoring to describe to you. However, all dimensions interpenetrate with each other. There are different vibrational frequencies, which really do not meld with each other, but therefore the space as you know it is not a factor. They're kind of in a wave sign, an ebb and a flow, but they're all very distinct. And as your frequency, we call it your soul song, or your energetic signature is your auric field that you are living in every day, but your soul song is the resonance that your soul has integrated, and you are known in the higher realms by the resonance of your soul song. That is your identity. That is your vibration. That is who you are. And so that is what we are in seeking, to integrate more of our vaster self and increase the frequencies of our soul song through that love and dynamic will, through those great rays of all the virtues, aspects, and qualities of our Father, Mother, God. Now, the world pyramid is different. It's a great edifice. You can't even imagine how huge it is in the fifth dimension. It's available to every soul on the planet, and its base resonates to the frequencies of the lowest sublevel of the fifth dimension, and its capstone resonates to the highest frequency tones attainable within the fifth dimensional environment. The vibrational frequencies gradually increase with each higher level of seating within the great pyramidal arena. As you increase your vibratory level, you will automatically be drawn to the next higher level, which is compatible with your soul song. Now remember, there are seven sublevels within each dimension. Any person who feels benevolent, altruistic love for another, you have a permanent etheric replica within that world pyramid. You are there. The world pyramid has been created for all humanity, so that anyone who wishes to go there to commune with our Father, Mother, God, and the great beings of light and the angelic forces may do so. It is a place to express gratitude, to pay homage to our godparents, the Supreme Creator. And let's talk about that. The Supreme Creator is the all that is, the perfect, all magnificent, that we can't even comprehend. And what you might say in that form of total capacity of all there, like they say, all there is. And then when it burst forth, then it began to send, the great Supreme Creator wanted to experience more of itself. So it sent out these great bursts of light. And so from there, the fragments began to diminish down and down and down and down. So over this universe is one of those great fragments, a mother, father, God. They aren't separated. They talk about the Visca Pisces sign. They're two intertwined circles. But the masculine, the spiritual divine will, and the feminine, the intuitive love wisdom aspect. And so, and then from there it comes on down until we come down into our third and fourth dimension, where we have the soul fragments. And so all of this information has been outlined to us, so we begin to understand exactly the process, where we are, what happens at each step, and it is just so absolutely amazing. And all of this comes to me in a holographic form. I have all of these illustrations that just like this Trinity of Consciousness, just like this sub-world, these sub-universes. All of this has come to me in a holographic picture that I've had to download and to draw these illustrations and then get an artist to draw them for me. And so those are in the Reference in the Revelations book. And so this world pyramid is a sacred place of the highest form, so that all who wish to experience the bliss of oneness and share their spiritual abundance and sacred love are assured a place there. Michael says that is the greatest way that you can tithe, to bring in the greatest amount of love light that you can contain, and then to dedicate a portion to the world pyramid. He said the way we've prayed in the past was like begging, help me to do this, help, you know, help heal it, help us win the war. I can no longer say, God bless America. I say, God bless our world, all humanity and all creation, our earth and all. And so when you go into the world pyramid and you dedicate some of the love light that you have embraced, which is fused and melded with your energy, which is important, so it can be distributed out into the world, they do use it for the highest good. They gather that, and then they use it in the places. They have that vision. They see from a higher perspective. And Michael said, do you think if we could not stop the world war, the wars, you think if we were able to stop all of the chaos that we would? We are not allowed. You have free will. You are the ones that must say, thy will be done, that must work with us, and then provide us, bring it down into at your level, and then provide that God energy, those God sparks, these adamantine particles of divine light, then we supply those, and then they do. That is what we're going to transform ourselves, humanity, and the earth with. And so you could call this a great cathedral in the sky, for in the future it's going to take place of many of the houses of worship as the world's religion begin to accept the advanced wisdom teachings mandated by our Father, Mother, God. And so now I want to do a meditation with you. I want to help you build your personal fifth-dimensional pyramid, and we're going to build that group pyramid where you can go. I have built group pyramids with people all over the world. You can go there during your sleep time and gather with your soul family, and your soul family is much vaster than your human family. We many of us have journeyed together, and we have had to go out on our own for many, many lifetimes, but now we're coming back together again, and we're creating groups. You will learn later about the World Server Pyramid when you get to a certain level, where then you can begin to go into the World Server Pyramid and join with the group that you are to be unified with at that next higher level. But for right now, use that. When Michael first gave it to us, he had us go in the world pyramid, and he'd say, breathe in light and breathe out love. Breathe in light and breathe out love. Then after that, he gave us the infinity breath, which is so amazing. It's in like an infinity sign that you breathe through your body. And when you begin to draw in what we call the adamantine particles, it is the most perfect, or the what you might say, the strongest, the most potent creator energy that we can embrace here on this earth. And you have to get to a mid-fourth dimensional level before which a certain level of harmony within what you might call that spectrum of duality in order to do that. And so now, if you will get comfortable and put your feet firmly on the floor, or if you're lying down, just get your move around, and so you can just kind of relax and let your body go. And so now I usually have people do the infinity breath, but until you know how to do that, just breathe very, very deeply. Take a very deep breath, deep, deep, deep into your abdomen, and then just slowly let it out, and just feel the cares of the day and everything just kind of washing through your body, that breath cleansing as you release all of the negativity of the day or the stale breath, and just breathe in deeply, as deep, deep, deep as you can, and then let it out again, blow it out. Breathe very, very deeply, push out your tummy. Push out your tummy, fill up the vessel, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up as high, and at the top, sniff a couple of times, and then blow it out. And so now you are just going to follow my voice, and you're going to begin to move inward. You have an emotional body. You have a mental body. You have an etheric body. You have an astral body. You have seven chakras, which are like having seven different mindsets within your body. And so what we are working for is unifying all of those. And so the first thing we're going to do now is I want you to envision, if you're not visual, I'm not real visual, but I have a wonderful imagination. So just imagine it in your mind that is as real as the people who actually get the pictures, however you perceive is appropriate for you. Feel a sphere of light, and it's going to come down from above, that column of light, and it is going to enter your crown chakra. It's like a lotus. It's going to come into your crown chakra, and it's going to move past the pineal and the pituitary, and then it's going to kind of take a jog in your brain, and it's going to move down through the spinal cord. You have a tube of light that will be ignited once you have all the seven chakras spinning in harmony. But sphere of light is going to follow on the inside of the spinal column, and it's going to move into your sacred heart. You may have to do some more work later to open up that portal to the back part of your sacred heart, but that's all in the teachings. Right now, you're coming down from the crown chakra, and you're moving into your sacred heart. And within your sacred heart, envision a beautiful golden being, and that is your soul self. And so imagine your consciousness. Imagine who you are in your etheric form. And so just move into the embrace of that golden being. That sphere of light is there. It's waiting for you. It's kind of moved to the side for right now. But just move forward in however you perceive yourself and embrace your soul self. And feel that warmth, that love in your heart, in your heart center. Feel the expansion. However you feel or perceive at this time is appropriate. Don't try and force it. Just allow it to happen. And now there's a pedestal. There's a pedestal. You're in a sacred chamber. This is your diamond core God cell that contains all the 12 rays of God consciousness for this level of expression that we are on. And with deep within that is your sacred Godseed atom. And so look at that. That is pulsating, and it's pulsating many different colors. I want you to begin to envision, get your visual mind going, or just your perception. Can you determine any colors that are pulsating forth? Just for a moment, feel that and see what colors you perceive. And see if you get any indication as to how that feels. Just sit with that for a couple of seconds. And now, enfolded in your soul self, you've merged with your soul self, you're going to move into that sphere of light. And we're going to swiftly move back up that column and out the crown chakra. Later on, you'll go out the back portal of the heart after you have opened that pathway from the front portal to the back. But for now, we're going to go up through the crown chakra, and you're going to go out into the higher dimensions. And there, Archangel Michael is waiting for us to embrace all of us, to bring us all in one great sphere of light. So watch. Feel as we mix and meld, and call it like bubbles and just spheres of sparkling light, many colors, luminescent, iridescent, sparkling and bouncing around, and very happy, bubbly, just very joyful and very expansive. Move kind of back to your physical consciousness and see if you don't feel an expansion. If you don't feel lighter, if you don't feel like a space within your heart center or within your physical vessel. Now move back up into that sphere, and we're going to move up into the appropriate level of the fifth dimension, probably at that entry level. But in the distance you see a beautiful pyramid, a great crystal pyramid that is radiant, and it's huge, it's vast. You have no conception of how vast these are. there is a double terminated crystal. It is extending out the apex, and it is like a lighthouse. It is radiating beams of light around and around out into the higher atmosphere. And so as we move more closer to it, we see an opening, and here you merge, you come out, and come out into your own sphere of light, and you move into the pyramid. And you are encapsulized in this sphere of light as a protection for you, and you are in an environment that is appropriate for you at this time. You are in the frequencies that are appropriate, and you will integrate the frequencies that are appropriate for you at this time. That's why you're in a protective sphere of light. There is a chair there for each of you. And that double terminated crystal hangs down over the center. And in the center is a great violet flame. And it is blazing up, and that violet flame is sending out around into this room these beams, these wonderful, wonderful beams of the violet flame. And what that is doing is that is kind of merging into your sphere of light, and you're going to receive an infusion of the violet flame to help you release the appropriate amount of negative energy that you have been working on, that you are ready to release. Each person is different, but this is a gift. It will transmute, it will balance and harmonize, it will bring back into a neutral form little sparkling diamond pyramids that are going to be within your soul self and within your etheric body and ready for you to integrate at the appropriate time. And so now we all are seated on the chairs around this room. And gradually, gradually, you begin to feel like a stream of light coming out from you. And it is going to merge. It is going to cross the room. Very quickly, these beams of light are going to go from each person back and forth. It's going to weave this unity consciousness amongst us. Welcome home, beloveds. We have been together before. Welcome home. We are returning to that which we were so very long ago. There is a reason you are all listening. You are a part of a group, a soul form, a vaster group that came together. You were encapsulated in one of these great spheres before you came down with all of us, and we were all encoded with a memory seed atom that would say when the time is appropriate, that will be activated. We may never meet in the physical, but we will be meeting from now on in this great pyramid and out in the other dimensions. So you never have to feel alone. You never have to feel that you have no one to turn to, because we are brothers and sisters together, and we are part of a vaster soul family. And so now we're going to move quickly because we have another place to go. So go back, get up from your chair, go to the door, move into that sphere of light. And Archangel Michael then is going to take us and drop us off each at our own personal pyramid. And so your personal pyramid is at the level that is appropriate for you. It's much smaller, but here again, you will move into your personal pyramid. Only you and your angelic partners, the archangels, they will send a beam of light, your guides and teachers. This is your sanctuary. And as you move in to your personal pyramid, you are going to go over, see yourself in a form. It's a sparkling form, but it's a human form. But it's just more luminescent and brighter and healthy. You may be taller. You may look different. But this is what you look like in the fifth dimension. And so now you're good. There's a crystal table in the center. There's a violet flame beneath. And this double terminated crystal hangs over the center, which is beaming in the God light. See the sweeping light coming in down through that crystal and sweeping through this room. You can build this any way you want. Mine has rose quartz walls and has a luminescent floor with sacred geometric patterns on the floor. Spend time here and customize this for yourself, because this is your fifth dimensional environment. You're going to leave what we call an etheric replica or a spiritual triad of yourself on the crystal table that is in the center of the room. when you come here to meditate or work with your guides and your teachers, you're not going to bring other people here. You're going to learn how to build a group a work pyramid for yourself, but we're not going to get into that. This is for you and your guides and teachers. And as you begin to tap into the higher frequencies, that trickle-down energy of frequencies is going to begin to come into your etheric replica. And every time you come and move into your etheric replica, you are going to begin to integrate more. This is the gift of bringing in these higher frequencies. Then you bring those down, and you every time you go there, then when you come back down and merge with your physical body, you are going to then integrate. That is going to begin the transformation process within your physical vessel. And then after you initiate it, there is going to be coming down your column of light, a trickle-down effect of this wonderful energy, this light, all of the attributes, qualities, and virtues, the creative, all of these things that we need to integrate and enhance and increase. That begins the process of transformation. And that's going to help us to bring all of those parts of ourselves back into harmony so we can move through these different stages as we move up that path of ascension. And so just know that you are creating your environment on the earthly plane every time that you visit and through that etheric replica, through your intention. And so this is starting that process. So now I want you to rise again and move to the door. And you're going to swiftly, there's a column of light. You can see it outside your pyramid. This is your pathway home. You're going to float down slowly, slowly on that column of light. And you're going to enter your crown chakra. And you're going to bring back with you all of those wonderful frequencies, that formula that you have been given, and that connection with your soul family, and that connection with the angelic helpers that Archangel Michael is going to give you in your pyramid of in your personal pyramid of light. And as Michael brings in his message, you can begin to feel yourself integrate that as it goes down deep within you as you breathe it in. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And just settle down and move into your consciousness, into your mind, but also feel your heart center. Open up wide. Open up to the beauty and the wonder of the beautiful spiritual you that resides in the higher dimensions as I bring in our beloved Archangel Michael. Beloved Masters, never forget, your nearest and dearest friend should be yourself, your own soul consciousness. Within your sacred heart center, you will find wisdom, compassion, patience, and most of all, unlimited sacred love. From the beginning of the creative experience into density, all human life forms have been subjected to an ongoing, continuous series of revelations. A curious inquiring mind was a built-in intrinsic facet of human nature. The earth is, once again, being prepared for a new, higher evolutionary species of humanity. All of you, as starseed and world servers, are encoded with memory seed atoms, giving you a burning desire to participate in the manifestation of this incredible dream of the future. Your personal goal is to become a self-directed, self-inspired entity in the midst of the chaos and the turmoil of the current third and fourth dimensional reality of today. A new divine blueprint, a plan filled with advanced creative ideas beyond the wildest dreams of even the most brilliant advanced minds of today, is being beamed down via the powerful rays of God consciousness upon the earth and humanity from the great central sun of this subuniverse. An advanced soul treading the narrow path of ascension must learn to absorb and integrate the three major God rays of the coming age, the spiritual trinity consisting of divine will, love, intuition, intelligent, purposeful action. Why not move into the center of the spiral of ascending consciousness, into the eye of duality and polarity, where all is calm and peaceful, filled with the pure cosmic life force substance, adamantine particles, just waiting to be molded into your vision of the future. This very moment, as you move into your sacred heart center, you can experience the profound love and compassion of our Father, Mother, God, and the Supreme Creator. Please accept this immutable truth. You are a treasured son and daughter on an important mission. And nothing you can say or do can ever diminish that love. It is time to open the brain passages of your mind to the higher frequency codes of your oversoul, higher self. Too many of you are still carrying great burdens from the past, mistakes you have made in this lifetime, and also many from past conditioning and buried memories of painful events or actions from your many previous lifetimes. Holding on to these memories or carrying the burdens of inequity no longer serves you. It is time for you to allow us to help you heal the painful memories stored within your physical vessel and your auric field. Just as we are clearing the distortions of the third and fourth dimensional collective consciousness belief patterns, thereby bringing those dimensions back into their originally designed spectrum of duality. Fear is a primitive fight or flight emotion, which will hinder the expansion of your conscious awareness. It is time to clear and reprogram the base instinctual components of your lower human nature. It is important that you understand, even though you no longer remember your past errors or the thoughts and deeds that threw you off balance, until these negative thought forms are acknowledged and transmuted, those energies are still present within your cellular structure, waiting to be rectified and returned to harmony within. Through your conscious awareness and by aligning your will with the will of your higher self and our Father, Mother, God, all that is not in harmony with the frequencies of the higher fourth and fifth dimensions is roiling up within to be healed and returned to the harmonics of peaceful coexistence, joy, and loving intention. This is the source of so much of the inner turmoil, challenges, and tests that you, the self-aware seekers of light, are now experiencing. We have stressed over and over again, one of the greatest challenges, yet one of the most important tasks to be accomplished in order to step onto the spiral of ascension is to maintain a focused point of awareness within your solar power center. That is the solar plexus, the heart, and the throat. In doing so, you will maintain an open passage into the sacred heart, thereby allowing the Creator light to flow freely to and from you. This, in turn, assists you to enhance and perfect your uniquely beautiful, harmonious soul song. During these wondrous yet trying times, you are being given a grand opportunity to tap into the cosmic library, which holds the mysteries of this subuniverse. You, the starseed, are gradually becoming equipped to tap into those sacred temples, pyramids of light, where the universal laws and the wisdom of the ages are stored. In doing so, you will learn that you can traverse any height, surmount any obstacle, and your path of ascension will be revealed with certainty. You have never lost your divinity or your godly intelligence. It has only been in safekeeping, awaiting the time when you would once again awaken to claim your birthright as the divine child of our Father, Mother, God. Oh, my beloveds, we are asking you to focus on yourselves so that you may become clear vessels for the refined frequencies of light. You have the ability to become a conduit for the divine adamantine particles of Creator light, which will permeate your physical vessel and flow out into the world of form. However, you must liberate the power of the sacred fire from within your physical vessel, the kundalini fire stored within your root chakra, while drawing forth a new supply via the great six-dimensional cities of light. These are things that you must learn and you must study in order to expand your consciousness and to understand what we speak. But these are things that will light your way and will show you and assist you and will lead you into the self-mastery that you so desire. The breath is the conductor of this vital life force energy. You must learn to use and perfect the perfect rhythm of sacred breathing. The infinity breath is a vital component of the transformation process. Over the past years, we have added many important elements to the advanced techniques, which you must incorporate in order to develop and claim self-mastery. Vital information you are to integrate and share with those on the path behind you. We ask you to envision the violet flame radiating up from beneath your feet and completely enfolding you in this vital energy of transmutation, which will speed up the process of transforming all impure substance within and around you, as well as giving you protection from outside negative influences. As you evolve into a spiritual human being, you will become capable of more profound thought and complex concepts. You will also develop a greater capacity for deeper, more intense love. When you have integrated the vibrational formula of abundance and accepted it as your truth, it becomes a part of your energetic signature. Thereafter, those frequency patterns of abundance will radiate forth from the front and the back portals of your solar power center in an infinity sign, thereby creating a constant flow of abundance in all good things. Remember, in order to manifest your spiritual vision, you must define what you wish to create and clearly envision it. First of all, as a conscious co-creator, you must focus on manifesting a refined, evolved state of being and a most harmonious quality of life. That is what you are seeking and must seek first. Therefore, you should seek an abundance of love and joy, peace, creativity, good health, compatible, satisfying relationships, and so on. Seek to incorporate the qualities, attributes, and virtues of God consciousness, which will assure success in creating all the material objects you require to live in comfort. You are learning to become one with the infinite flow of abundance as you traverse the many levels and dimensions of creation. One of the most important concepts that you must accept as your truth is a crystal clear awareness that you are the creator of your reality, of the reality in which you will live now and in the future. Many of you ask, what is your mission in this lifetime? And we tell you, your soul's greatest desire is that you reclaim the many facets of yourself and return to being a wondrous master of co-creation that you were when you first embodied in the material plane. The ascension process is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Each day, endeavor to make the highest choices. Stay in the moment, for that is the only time you can access your God power. Not focusing on the past and not projecting into the future, but seeking your highest potential in each and every moment. See the challenges in your life as opportunities as you learn to let go of old self-limiting ways. These are the inalienable truths that you should instill within until they become an intrinsic part of your human nature. This is a balancing lifetime for you, the starseed, whereby you are seeking to bring into harmony all the facets of your being. Deep within, you are aware of how important it is for you to honor and integrate your feminine nature, the gentle, intuitive, creative, and inward-focused energies, as well as developing and using your masculine attributes. Strive to be strong, yet gentle, outward-focused as you tap into the treasure house of wisdom within. Your divine nature will go in strength and conscious expression as you learn to draw forth the wisdom of your sacred mind, overlighted by the compassion of your sacred heart. You must learn to speak concisely, constructively, and confidently. Know that if you stay centered and focused within your sacred heart, the universe will respond in a positive manner, and your success will be assured. As you become attuned to the intuition of your higher self, you will begin to feel the godlight pulsating within your sacred heart. And you will begin to focus on the spark of creation within the sacred heart center of every person you meet. It may be dim in many dear souls, but it is still burning within, or they would not be alive. When you do so, you automatically strive to practice non-judgment, and you will begin to see the positive nature within everyone. We ask you to use discernment before taking anyone's teaching as your truth. Do not get hung up on theory or complex information. Take only that which resonates deep within, that which is loving and enlightening, and which expands your awareness. There are many half-truths in the teachings that are now being brought forth to all of humanity. Remember, you are the one who must create freedom, abundance, and empowerment in your life. No one else can do that for you. Discernment is a vital attribute for those on the path of ascension and enlightenment. Whatever you choose as your truth, you must integrate and apply it in your life through the focused intention and action. Discernment, heart-centered intention, and deliberate action results in positive manifestation. No matter what station, circumstances, or level of awareness you assumed in this incarnation, deep within your soul self was a burning desire to integrate the multiple level facets of your being. However, first they must be healed and harmonized so that they may be filled with the rarefied light of the higher realms. As you allow your higher self to overlight and guide you, more and more inspired thought will come to you. There are many ways to allow spirit to manifest through you. Just let it happen naturally, dear ones. What makes your heart smile and brings a deep sense of satisfaction? How do you wish to serve? There are many ways, and you have many talents, many more than you will acknowledge. However, the choice is always yours. The mighty forces of the angelic kingdom, as well as a vast number of wondrous beings of light, are here to help you move through these times of evolution and great change with ease and grace. However, you must ask for our assistance, for we cannot infringe upon your free will. It is time to reclaim your rightful place as a master of light. And remember, as you integrate the knowledge of spirit and illumine truth, it is vitally important that you go forth and share your wisdom. Know that the challenges and opportunities before you will bring rewards beyond anything you can imagine. And so do not be afraid to step out of your comfort zone as you reach for the stars. Accept your cloak of radiant light, for you have earned it. And follow your own path and do not fear being different from those around you. We leave you with a few enlightening thoughts to assist you to stay upon the higher mental plane of awareness with an overlay of loving intention. Your goal is to become heart-centered and soul-focused. The higher mind utilizes the sense of all your multiple body consciousness in its thinking and analyzing process. Knowledge, talent, and a high intelligent quotient does not create a genius. It takes concentration, courage, perseverance, and an ongoing drive, along with integrity, to tap into your spiritual genius potential. Find and pursue your desire for excellence and strive to live your passion to the very best of your ability. Returning to the narrow path of ascension in consciousness is the beginning of transcending opposites where there is no good or bad, right or wrong, only harmonious personal choices within the accepted spectrum of duality. As an empowered, functioning self-master, you will make only the highest and the best choices for the benefit of all. Fear, hate, and judgment divide. Love transforms and unites. You must learn to rise above the everyday stressful situations so that you may transform moments of discord into hours of serenity. Call on us, beloveds, and we will guide and assist you in every way possible. Be bold and steadfast, my brave warriors. Know that I am with you always, and you are profoundly loved. I am the Archangel Michael, and I bring you these truths. And so it is.
Just being silent for a moment to allow people a little bit of space to receive the blessings and the wisdom. And for you, Rana.
Mm-hmm. My great pleasure, dear.
Rana, let me ask a question that may be in the minds of many.
Okay.
If you're ready yet.
Yes, I'm ready.
What is Archangel Michael's viewpoint on what people would call ascension?
as he said, and I will give you just a little overview, and this has been a big aha for all of us. First of all, we have to understand that only in the third and fourth dimension have we been fragmented into such small God sparks. Okay? In the fifth dimension, and that's what we're tapping into, we are not fragmented that much. We are in what is called a spiritual trinity. We are a vaster being. And from that of those vaster beings came down all of these fragments into the third and fourth dimension. And as I stated in the beginning, it was not supposed to be, we were not supposed to sink as deep as we have. Okay, and so what we are in the process now, whether you are still, resolving the things in the third and fourth dimension, of which most everybody is to a degree, just see yourself bringing forth those fragments below you, and those are the difficult ones, those addictions and those different things. We're integrating them, balancing them, transforming them, and we have that oversoul self that is coming. We are on the wheel of karma. All of those fragments are different lifetimes and different soul things that we have experienced, that we're now bringing into unity. So all of those different parts of us are being reunited. Once we reach that mid to higher fourth level of the fourth dimension, that is, and we are doing that now in the physical body. Like I say, people tell me that I have not aged as much as an 86-year-old woman should, and it does begin to affect us. But it just depends. We're not going to transform immediately and so on, but we are going to be harmonious. Our health is going to get better. There are going to be physical problems because we're going to become more refined. But as we integrate those different facets and move into harmony, and when we tap into that fifth dimensional energy that we're building in those pyramids of light, we, and that is in the future, but we can attain ascension, what they call ascension, or reach the frequencies that would be called ascension at this level. And we'll be tapping into that, the lower levels of the fifth dimension. That is our goal. And we can do that in the physical body. And so we do not have to leave the body. Many people will choose to transcend and then come back and do it again. But many of us will choose to finish it off this time. And so this thing of ascension, of we are going to create our vision of paradise on earth here. I have a sanctuary in my home. I have a beautiful home, and it is, people who come in, they can feel it. It is my sanctuary. I am creating my heaven on earth, and I don't like to go out in the world too much. I love to connect this way, and I miss being with everybody, but I am creating, and many of us are creating that heaven on earth, the love and the compassion and the joy and the bliss that you can experience, you can have it now. And so you do not have to ascend. We're not going to be lifted up. There's not going to be ships that are going, but it is ascending in consciousness and awareness, returning to balance and harmony in the different frequencies on the different planes. And so where you are right now is perfect for you. And so do not judge yourself. Do not, we don't judge the people who are, the children who are in kindergarten or grade school. That's where they are. And so you are perfect where you are, and you can attain. There are those of us who came as wayshowers, and Jackie, we know that, we have been on this path a long time, and we promised to do that, and there's many of us. And so we are opening the path. There's many world all over the world, and we are opening the way so that those behind, it will be, so they won't have to go through everything that we did. And so just think, you are ascending in consciousness. You're going to bring, Michael said, you can tell how you're doing by the people who you draw to you, because every person you meet has a message for you. They have a lesson or a gift to give you. And so become aware and begin to observe things from a higher vantage point. And like the old saying goes, don't sweat the small stuff. Be more tolerant of people. If we knew what they had to experience in other lives and what they brought forth, we would understand that they're doing the best that they can. And so the ascension process is expanding in consciousness, claiming our power, claiming the divine gifts we're offered, and just staying centered and radiating love to the best of our ability.
Thank you. And can you speak a bit about the times that we're currently in?
Well, I do not want, it's not a thing to fear. But like I say, the reason that in the world has always been in chaos and so on, but people are feeling very frustrated, they're feeling lost, they're feeling abandoned. The angelic realm is here to help us. And that old divine blueprint is winding down. It is almost gone. And the new energy, the new plan and so on, that new energy is here. So if you will focus, if you, you know, get these words in your mind, intention, okay? You have to have an intention. The universal laws of manifestation, you need to have seed thoughts. You need to focus on them, and you need to feel them within your heart center. And you ask for something. This is something greater. And then you must take the action. But begin to use, in reading the teachings, you will learn how to use the universal laws of manifestation. And we can create such magnificent things now. You will begin at where you are to see that things are running smoother and more easily for you. But you have to begin to train your mind and allow those higher frequencies to come in. We are moving forth. The earth is spiraling. You're going to, let's just talk about predestination and free will. Everybody battle, you know, we're predestined. How can you have free will? Michael says they both are true. We came from the source. We came from the supreme creator. At this point, we're going back to a certain point. We have a destination. We are predestined to go back to a certain level. And so that's predestination. But how we get there is up to us. We can either take the low road and take our time, or the middle road or the high road. And that's where free will comes in. And so I choose the high road. How about you?
There's a challenge.
But anyway, it's all choice, but we have never... Now, see, this is a mass group ascension, so how does that work? That means that those that are in the ahead, like see those streams of light that we connected each other, we are assisting those that are in our soul groups. We are opening the way, and we are assisting them. They will not necessarily move where we are, but to move along the path a little more rapidly. And so that is the divine dispensation that is being given. So if you are endeavoring, if you are studying, if you're trying to do your very best, and you are meeting the challenges as opportunities, and maintain an attitude of gratitude and try and stay neutral, then you're going to make progress.
Thank you. And I just want to announce to everybody, we're not going to be able to take personal callers by telephone tonight. We've had such a content-rich program, and you know, we really endeavored to have a universal message as well as a message that will help all personally. But we can take some questions from the question and answer section at the bottom, questions and comments at the bottom of your webcast page. So if you have questions, please send them in now because we're about to phase into some listener questions.
I will also say that a lot of this may have gone over, made me feel like it went over your head, you didn't understand it. What will happen is you have memory seed atoms within your brain, within your consciousness, throughout your body. Your whole body has consciousness. And all of this information that is appropriate for you will trigger those memory seed atoms. And when the appropriate time comes, you will remember. You have not, the information has not gone over your head. It has gone into your heart, into your sacred mind, and into your memory cell, these memory cell seed atoms. And so you will have it, and you will be able to use it, and it will be available to you when the time is appropriate.
Thank you. Okay, let me scan a couple of quick questions here. Oh, one question I'd like to ask you is, it's like I can feel some people wondering. During the part just before Michael came through and gave a specific message, when we were working with the pyramids and some of the different structures, are these photos, I think sometimes it might be difficult to imagine, or you're not quite clear if you're getting it right, or Are there diagrams in your books?
This is in reference to the glossary is full of illustrations, and it has the world pyramid, it has the personal pyramid, it has the world servant. They're all in there. The infinity breath, the chakras. It talks about the seven opening, the seven seals of higher consciousness, and so all of those illustrations, along with a lot of the explanations in the glossary, are of great help. And that's even the city of light. You can see the diagram where it kind of cuts the universe up into the segments of a pie. All of those are in the glossary. It's an 8.5 by 11, so you can copy. It's a study manual, so it's an 8.5 by 11 form, and it's a wonderful, wonderful teaching tool. My teachers, I have Quest for Mastery teachers certified around the world, and they all use it, and it is a wonderful, wonderful tool.
Thank you. Okay, Wendy from Christchurch, New Zealand, is asking, how can we learn to hear and see our divine?
And so that is a natural thing, and so that, and they will work with anyone who is willing to work with them, but you do have to clear your mind, and it isn't as hard now, because see, a lot of the static and distortions from the third and fourth dimension astral planes have been cleared. We are clearing it. We're well on our way to bringing those back into harmony. Whether you think you're helping or not, any positive thoughts that we send forth have frequencies that are helping to bring our earth and its atmosphere, its etheric body, back into harmony. And so, like I say, I did meditate. I did meditate every morning for 2 years. I know that's quite a thing. But you do need to learn to still your mind, and that is to practice the breathing. Breathe and just sit, even for 10 minutes. You can take 10 minutes a day. I did it for half an hour, but, you know, 10 minutes a day is if you really want to. And just still. And if thoughts come, because, see, the ego desire body, the personality, is used to being in control. It's really the soul that is supposed to be in control. So as you calm and calm the ego desire body, and you kind of stop that busy buzzy mind and still your mind, then what you do is you tap into your own sacred mind, and you will begin to get, you can get it from messages from your guides and your teachers, or tap into your own higher intuition. But it is a process, and it does involve stilling the mind. Just being able to still the mind so that you're not sending out all that frenetic energy is a wonderful, wonderful tool, because you're helping to refine your auric field. And so that's what I say, get rid of the monkey mind, tap into your own radio station, and begin to listen what you're putting out, because you are putting out electromagnetic energy out into your force field, and it is creating the distortions that you are experiencing. If you don't like your world, change your mind, okay?
Thank you. And Jenny asks, why is there so much pain in our evolutionary cycles?
Well, it seems that we don't learn without pain. You know, if we were living, like Michael said, you know, the golden streets were up there floating around with our wings and just floating down the go, wouldn't that be boring? And so in the world of manifestation, and we have free will, and so if everything was perfect, we wouldn't have any lessons, would we? So that's why we're in duality. And God did not create the pain. God, our Father, Mother, God, where they are, it isn't even a concept, okay? And so we are the ones that create the pain. And the pain, even in your body, we now cover them up with pills and you know, drugs and so on. But our body is trying to tell us that something is out of whack, something is out of balance. And so, you know, it's like they say, when you begin to listen to your soul self, if you don't listen, you're going to get a rap. Something's going to happen. And so then do you finally get it? How long does it take? And so hate to say it, but we create our own reality. And so as you begin to return to balance, you would be amazed at how the pain and first of all, you begin to rise above it. You begin to see things from a higher vantage point. You get out of you begin to see the big picture and get out of the small story, out of the ego. And as you become a soul-infused personality instead of an ego desire body-dominated personality, you begin to see things differently. And that's just part of the path. That is the path we all have to go in. Some people learn easier than others. If you're gonna, and that's your free will choice. So I say, after you've had enough pain and so on, try the other way. Try to be non-judgmental. Try try to be loving. Try to discipline yourself to do the things. And it takes time. It takes time. Believe me, you can do it. And that's why I like to tell my story, because I say I am not an instant. Let's say I'm a 30-year instant success. I didn't get this way in a day. So, yes, there is pain, but that is, we create it. We create it on the physical plane. It's a part of our, the lower third and fourth dimensional environment, and we created it. God didn't, okay?
Thank you. And Kathleen is asking from Hendersonville, how do we do the infinity breath?
Okay,
is there time to talk about that?
I can talk about it briefly, but I have CDs that teach it, and also I have a set of CDs that goes through, that shows all of the different techniques and goes through them and has the diagrams, or singular CDs, or it's also in the glossary. But the infinity breath is that, see, what we have been on, we've been using primal life force substance, which is a diminished spectrum of God light. In other words, we've been living on what we would call half-spectrum light. That's a primal life force substance that keeps us alive. It can be used for good or for bad. You know, it's what we use to create with and so on. And as you know, we can use it to create evil or negative things as well as good. When we begin to tap into the God particles, which we call adamantine particles of light, and that's when you have to get to the mid-fourth dimension, and you begin to bring those in, you bring them in through the crown chakra, but you also bring them in through the infinity breath, the back portal of the heart. If you feel like pressure in your back between your shoulder blades, that is your back portal of your heart begin to activate, like you're sprouting your angel wings, okay? And so the infinity breath, what it does, you take in a breath from your solar plexus right below the breast, you know, right in that spot right below the breastbone there. And you take in a breath, and you see it go up inside the body, and it comes out what's called, at the base of the skull, it's called the medulla oblongata. That's the ascension chakra. It sweeps around the head. Now on the in-breath, you're breathing in, and it goes around the front of the head, and it goes in that same place. It follows the spinal column and comes out the root chakra, the perineum, and then it goes back and forth. So you're creating an infinity sign. You're breathing in, up, out, around the head, and again on the out-breath, down, and out through the root chakra and around. And we do that. I do 12 of those every morning. And in rhythm, and I have a routine that I do. I go out in the winter, out on the front porch to get the fresh air, and this is a ritual I do, and it gives me my energy, my vitality, and my good health, and I swear by it. But that is when you begin to activate what you would call the kundalini, which is that store of this divine light that's in the root chakra, and you begin to balance and harmonize. Your good health starts to return, your body starts to harmonize, and so the infinity breath is a very advanced technique and one that is vitally important in order, it is a fast track in bringing in those higher frequency, that higher frequency energy. And so in order to do it properly, you can read in the glossary, or you can get the set of CDs, the Alpha Mastery Techniques, and that's what I always taught in my seminars. We went through those things, the accordion breath and the infinity breath and your all of these different things, and they're all explained in the glossary's kind of condensation. But it's a really important, if you're going to learn one technique, that is the one that I would ask you to practice. And I do have webinars. We do have some MP3s on timelyguidance.com where you can get MP3s from past lessons that we go through all of these different things. And so if you send an email, I can give you information on it if you're interested in getting some of those downloads. Okay?
Thank you. And Krista from the Netherlands is asking, how can we as human creators be of assistance to Mother Earth?
By bringing in, you see, that refined light, this transition and the refined light began to come in the late 1800s, and that's when the sixth ray began to phase out, and the seventh ray of the violet flame and of transmutation began to take over. And so they began to bombard the earth with higher frequencies, and of course we went into the First World War, all of these world wars and all of this chaos. And so in 1987 it was determined that they had brought in the maximum amount of that energy that the earth could contain. And so that's when we had this great awakening, that the harmonic convergence. We didn't know what it was about, but so many of us got this big aha at that time. There was a diamond, there was a memory seed atom that was time, that was like a time release or an event release. When certain things happened on earth, that energy was released in us, which kind of started, like we call that, divine discontent and so on. And so many of us began to work on this so that we could reach the mid-fourth dimension, so we could begin to bring in those higher frequencies of light, okay? And so you have to reach that mid-fourth dimension to begin to bring it in. And I've lost the context of the question. Tell me again what the question was.
Whoops, I was busy scanning and reading some others. You caught me.
Yeah, I caught you too. Huh? It went out of my mind.
there's a lot here.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find that again. Hold on.
Oh, I got
well,
it.
We have a question about the infinity breath.
How can we help Mother Earth? Okay.
From the Netherlands, and she asked, how can we as human creators be of assistance to Mother Earth?
Okay. So in bringing in that breath, it has to come through us so it can be filtered out and down into the earth and out to humanity who has not reached that level. And so it mixes and melts with our essence light, and that diffuses it enough. So as you bring in, Michael said, if you do not do anything but bring in the maximum amount of creator light that you can contain and run it through your body, run it down into the earth, back up and out to humanity, it is enough. And so we have to be the transformers, the transducers. We have to be the ones that bring in that light and feed it down into our Mother Earth to help her in her transformation process. And we are doing that. The grid, there's been a cataclysm that have not happened. And even though, you know, she is going through a lot of turmoil and so on, they have been diminished and lessened an awful lot because of what we are doing. And so share your light. I always breathe in the light, and then I send it down into the earth and then bring it up, back up, and then out my solar power center front and back, you know, and that is part. I share the light I bring in. I tithe a certain amount of that light that I have to consciously, and then after you do that, you don't have to worry, but that's how we can help, okay?
And speaking of the solar power center, Partha wrote in and said, where is it located?
Okay. Our solar plexus, the first three lower chakras were what we used originally, and that was the survival and really anchoring. And those are important. We just need to bring them back into balance and harmony so that ego, the desire body, and then our power source was the solar plexus. And that's where we attached energy cords to people. We attached those energetic cords. We forgot that we were getting that energy from our crown chakra, from the higher source. And so we've been playing that energetic dance with each other, and especially family and partners and so on. And so that solar plexus is very important. And a lot of people, once they start, the solar plexus begins, you know, you begin to put on flesh in that area when it's impacted and so on, okay? So the solar power center, the heart center, is the bridge to the higher consciousness. So the heart and the throat and the thymus area. So it starts right at the heart. Your sacred heart is back a little higher than the physical heart and more to the back of the body. And so your sacred heart center and the thymus and the throat is your solar power center. And so actually your throat and the power of divine will begins to come through the throat chakra. But you create the solar power center from the heart center, the thymus, and the throat. And the thymus is a master gland that kept us alive for 1,000 years way back in the beginning, but it atrophied and became very small. So it actually begins to atrophy within our 20s. That, if you're getting sort of like, a lot of people think they're having a heart attack, but and so do the thymus kind of thump, because right, that's right in the chest bone area, right below, you know, right below the throat, the thyroid, and so that thymus is now beginning to pulsate, and it is sending the other glands and begin to atrophy and diminish into old age, and so that thymus is rebuilding and is increasing. That's why our age, you know, our lifespan is expanding, and so that solar power center is now where we project the Sacred Heart Center, the thymus, and the throat, okay?
Thank you. And do you see people living longer lives?
Yes, I do. And gradually it will be increasing. And Michael said and these things aren't going to happen overnight, but in the next 100 years, there's going to be some absolutely astounding advancements. And these things that as the Earth spirals into the higher frequencies, and the people who aren't able to go forward onto that higher, they will go into another third, fourth dimensional environment, but it will never, that spectrum of duality will be back into a more harmonious form, and they will never have to experience what we have experienced. And that is the success. He said, well, you may not think so, but this experiment has been a success. And so actually the death process, and people are going to think differently, as, you know, it's almost a blessing for the people who are in such poverty and such pain, and so they are being taken to a place to recover, and so then they will be their next lives, they will not have to struggle up through those levels like it has been for these many thousands of years. So it actually is a very great blessing for them. Okay,
thank you. And Kathleen is asking, can we truly heal ourselves, even deformities?
Some things we can't. Some things, the deformities that we came in with, we chose to experience them for a reason. And they, like it says, give me the wisdom to know what can be changed and you know, and what can't. And then let me accept what can be changed. However, that was said by St. Francis of Assisi or whatever. But anyway, there is a book out called You Are the Placebo. And it was one of the scientists that did the documentary of what the blink do we know, and it is proven that the mind, they actually are taking this holistic healing and these, they actually are doing brain scans of people before that have these diseases and all these afflictions, and then take them through these intense meditations, and then they do the brain scans again, and it shows the difference. And so we are coming to that, and it is true. I had a lot of illnesses in my first 50 years of my life. It was very traumatic. It was a very, very dysfunctional marriage, and I would just run myself ragged. And it's my angels, I think, would take me down when I, you know, I'd get up 4 o'clock in the morning, and I worked. I mean, it was not a good life. And so they would knock me down when I just couldn't go any further. Since I started working with Michael, I mean, my health is excellent. And I used to have bronchitis, bronchial pneumonia, and I still, you know, little things, but I would say, you're not going to make yourself taller. You're not going to change your bone structure, but there are more things that we are healing. I know of people who have, you know, they've had third or fourth stage cancer and have been healed and so on. And it is possible, but it is so complicated. There's so many parameters or so on, but it's going to happen more and more and more. And so why not envision, not blind faith, but have faith and trust, and then take the steps that you're guided to live the optimum lifestyle, to create optimum health. I do some exercises for my legs. I don't walk a lot. I because of my perception, my depth perception is kind of off, and so I can walk, but it isn't my health, but it's more, you know, my peripheral vision and everything is kind of expanded. But I still, I mean, I do my own shopping, I get out and so on, but when I'm in, like when I'm in the space with Archangel Michael and I'm at an event, people will see me walking with someone on my arm. That's because that I'm still in an altered state, okay? But I do so much more than the average person, and so I know, and my health for the last 25 years or so has just been excellent. So it is happening, and And it's going to happen more and more, and the strides that we're going to make, and these, and let's talk briefly about the young ones. They are coming in with DNA strand, more DNA strands. They're coming in with more of their brain, the higher facets of their brain active. They are coming in with the veils not over their memory, and I have some incredible great-grandchildren. You just can't believe a 13 or 14-month-old that has a vocabulary of sentences. And he's just, I mean, it's astounding. And these babies, these young ones, and these are very old souls who are very conscious. They don't like being in that small body. And Michael said they need guidance, nurturing, love, but boundaries and discipline and also reasoning, like the cause, you know, suffering the cause and effect, learning the rules of cause and effect, because they are getting so angry. It doesn't mean because they're an old soul that they can't go negative, and they really do go violent. They're either going to go up or they're going to go down, and we're seeing that a lot with the violence that we're having, like in schools and so on. But we are evolving. We're in an evolutionary process. Why would we think that our bodily form is not going to change now? I mean, it's been changing forever, and so we are in a major evolutionary process. And so, yes, there's many things we can do to create big health and good health and so on, and we need to take responsibility for our health and not leave it all to doctors and to a prescription medicine, okay?
Thank you. And Kathy from your old neighborhood in California says that she feels that she has an attachment. You know, it came to her in a session, and she's been praying to Archangel Michael to cut any cords and attachments.
Okay.
She wants to know, how does she know it's working? She's not feeling it yet.
Okay. So a lot, okay, she can go into her pyramid, and she can go in, lie on the table, and ask Archangel Michael to do just that. And we also, a lot of us have had etheric tears from, like, violent lifetimes, and most often it could be along the three lower chakras or across the heart or in the back, across the shoulder blades in the back. And so etheric tears would allow, like, some negative energies. We cannot, it is not entities. It's just negative energy, okay? And so ask Archangel, she can go and lie on the table and just ask him if there are any etheric terrors or if she has any cord attachments of really negative energy, that he sever them. But then what she needs to do is to begin to work on herself. The breathing exercises, affirmations, and really begin to reinforce her subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind has taken all of this information that's been given in the past, takes it literally. It's subjective. And so it's taken everything literally. And so the subconscious mind is going to keep bringing these things up until we resolve the thought forms. And so many people who think that they are being attacked or that they have, you know, negative energy entities, it's actually energies of their own that have been created that they need to love free. And so not be fearful, but begin to radiate love and light and begin to work from the inside to harmonize and balance. It's all a part of the process. And when I first started meditating, I would get some of the ugliest faces, really dark, almost like skulls and different things. But I luckily you just said, stay with it. Stay with it. And they would just kind of come and go until, but I was going through the astral plane energy. And so gradually it just disappeared. And I didn't get that anymore. And so if you're in moving through the astral plane, you will have to remember that that's where the mass consciousness is. There's a mass, just see a dark cloud surrounding the earth, and all the mass consciousness belief structure of devils and Satan and all of these things, that's where all of that is. And so it is being healed. But if you attach to that, it can become very real. If you allow yourself to be pulled into that, it can become very real. And your thoughts have things. You can create your reality, if that's what you want in your, you know, if you're going to allow that in your world, that's what will manifest for you. It will seem real, even though it isn't.
Thank you. And Kathy also asked, she says she feels out of breath a lot, like her body is speeding. Okay. Is this part of the ascension process?
Yes, yes. When especially, I have a little booklet, and it's only $10. It's called Ascension Symptoms, and it goes through a lot of the different things all through the body that we're experiencing. And some when that Kundalini starts to rise, it feels like you have a red hot poker up your back. It's just really, when Archangel. I don't do it as much, but back when he would start the night before a big seminar because he would be bringing in a lot more of his energy, I would get so hot. I'd feel like I was on fire, and I would actually start to perspire, but my body would be ice cold and clammy. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. And that's when he's pushing it up to 100,000 watts, you know, and it just really, really, it was uncomfortable. But now that I'm more or less in harmony with him, I get a little bit of it if I'm doing a full channel, and he's bringing in a lot more, but not like I used to. But there are a lot of different symptoms. Some people, like I say, the thymus, they get that. And I have been having electrical currents going along the right side of my head now for a while, where they're rewiring some of the energy in my right brain. I'm glad that I had the carotid artery tested and did that, you know, that lifeline thing, so that I know that nothing's wrong. And they said, it's fine, just flow with it. But if you do get these symptoms, check them out and be sure that nothing is wrong, but you are going to have a lot of different symptoms. But if you will start some rhythmic breathing, and there's a number of different kinds, different places, but also in my books and so on, the breath is the carrier of this divine energy. And so many of us breathe so shallowly, they breathe so shallow, and you are starved, not only for oxygen, but also for prana, for this life force energy. What I didn't finish was that primal life force substance, we can use it for positive or negative. The adamantine particles have to be ignited. We have to bring it in and ignite it with our pure love for the greatest good of all, unconditional love. That ignites it, and then we can use it. And so you said a lot of people never get to the point where they can use that reservoir of that light because they never get to a point where they can put the love light on it or ask for the greatest good. And so when you get to that point when you can begin to use those dynamic pure light particles and begin to send that out into your that infinity breath, see an infinity sign going out before you, and you're the center, and behind you, we are clearing the path behind us. We are clearing the past as we go forward into the future, and we actually are healing the DNA for the ancestral lineage that we chose. And so all of that is being healed and brought back into balance and harmony. So the breath is so vital, and it's one of the most important things to begin to create good health and vitality, and also be able to use, integrate, and incorporate and take advantage of this wonderful gift of this divine light that we are being offered.
And Rhonda, would this answer apply to Cheryl's question, which is, what process do you suggest for releasing Kundalini energies?
Here again, it is a natural thing. The first thing, we have a process we call opening the seven seals to higher consciousness, and that's actually what it's doing. But there is a process. I have scripting your destiny, there are lessons of talking about each chakra, the positive and the negative attributes, and to help. I used to hold classes, and it was amazing the transformation that happened with people. There would be 8 classes, one every 2 weeks, and it's amazing the process or progress people could make. But it should be a natural process. Activating it falls, you know, too quick or artificially is not a good thing, and so that's why the little booklet is so good, because it tells you the symptoms, and also it will automatically, when you begin to balance and harmonize what we call maintain your center, maintain focus. Get this in your mind. Michael said, if everybody returned to a neutral point and only projected 1% positive energy, the whole earth and humanity would be transformed immediately. And so what you are striving for at this point is to get to neutral, to return to center and a balance of harmonious energy, so you can then begin to build this bank and use this higher frequency and this dynamic energy of the higher frequency where we began to really manifest the world we want. And when you start that, when you get to that point, the Kundalini is going to come forth. Believe me, it won't be stopped.
Thank you. And I think we're moving into a wrap here, but let me squeeze in this question from Deb. Can we regenerate teeth that are falling out from age?
No, I not as far as I know. I have not heard that. And there are some things that I really don't. I can't give you an intelligent answer to that. I have never heard of that happening.
Okay. And Sarah is saying, oh, my God, what a powerful experience. Why can't we stay in this vibration longer?
Well,
maybe we should ask, how can we stay?
go into your pyramid, and you will begin to build that ovoid of light around you. You will, just like people that are worried about the cataclysms and so on, Michael says, if you have to have cataclysms in your life, you're going to take them with you if that's your mindset. And so I am in an environment of joy, peace, serenity all the time because that's what I've created. And you can too. And so we talk about the difference between happiness, joy, and bliss. Happiness is an emotion of the ego. You're looking exterior to yourself or something, some event, some person, to create a moment's satisfaction. But it's fleeting, and then you're looking for something else. Joy is when you begin to turn inward and you begin to derive the pleasure from things, and you come into more of a balanced, what you might say, mindset. But bliss is when you begin to move into that higher level where you rise above all the distortion. You're aware of it. And it's just like the master. They're aware of it, but they don't get caught up in it. You become detached, but it's a detachment of compassion and much greater love. And so when you can get to that point of compassionate detachment, then you are in that state of bliss. And even the trials and tests, some people know that I've gone through a really dark night of the soul in this last year, a great, great time. And I'm not going to go into it, but it was very profound. But I can see the justice in it, and I know it had to happen. And Michael said, in some big event, negative, positive, or whatever, if you've learned the lesson, if you see the justice in it, then you've learned that lesson and you don't have to repeat it. And so you gradually will begin to see things differently. That is when you become more self-aware and you begin to integrate self-love. There is a virtue in selfishness. Michael said in the old teachings, it was give away, be the martyr, always, you know, turn the other cheek and so on. No. In the beginning, you integrate, you work on yourself, you integrate as much love. How can you give away what you do not have? So you integrate the maximum amount of love. You take that love from God, from the angels, from other people, and you integrate it into you, and you fill yourself to overflowing so you know you are loved, you are lovable, you are loving. And then you can forget about yourself. And you begin to project that out to others, and then it returns to you, and you've integrated it. It's within your essence, and you don't think about it. And that's when the real magic starts. And so that is, you've got to set boundaries. You've got to love yourself. You are a beautiful, loving child of God. And the first thing is to accept that and know that you're worthy of it. And the good old saying, what other people think of you is none of your business. It's what you think of you. Okay?
Let's just take a deep breath on that one.
Indeed.
I think that's a really good ending note. How do you feel?
Yes, it is. And so, you know, I do. I can feel my heart is so full, it just feels like it's going to burst. Just envision a threefold flame there, that golden sun. We are sons, S-U-N, sons of God. When I send out that love, I see this radiant sun within my heart and all these beams of light going out in every direction. And then there's this mother energy, the beautiful iridescent pink on the left side, and the blue energy of the Father, that iridescent blue, the divine will, the mental aspect, and that expanded feeling. My heart is so full and so expanded right now. And I am just so grateful and so delighted and in love with all of you. And so it is so precious to connect with you. You just cannot imagine how much love we have to share with each other. And that's what I want to leave with you. You are so very loved and you are so precious. And so don't forget that, okay?
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's remember that energy and that message and take it forward into our lives and share it with others. And if you feel to go deeper with Archangel Michael's teachings, just take a look at our package and not a sales pitch here, but Ron and I talked earlier today. It may not be possible to offer the readings again. So if you do feel a real calling, now is probably the time. Can't say that we won't be able to offer it again, but we're not certain.
It is. It does take an awful lot of my time, and it is my gift to the world. And so I really don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do it.
So, but let's just take one more breath together and really remember what Rana has just shared about the love that was pouring to her, through her, from her, and walking in this energy with this intention. Is there anything more that you'd like to say, Rana?
Just that we all are part of the one, the wholeness, the holiness. And I just embrace you. And in that pyramid, I will be there with you. Many people are saying these days that I am coming to them in their dreams, in their pyramids, and I am there for you. So I give you my love, and as I say, forever love to all of you. Okay? Blessings.
Thank you so much, Rana, for all the wisdom that you've shared, for your life of dedicated service, for the love that you've shared with us tonight. Thank you.
My greatest pleasure.
And Rana will be back with us, so stay
yes.
tuned.
All right.
Okay, so everyone, good night. Thank
good
you.
Night.
I know this has been a long call. Thank you for staying with us. And many blessings. Until the next time. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.